Would the first name that jumped into your head be Stirling Moss, Sir Stirling Moss, as the first world champion of Formula One from Britain? Well, it would have been for me too. However, that would have been wrong, because the first British Formula One world champ was Mike Hawthorn. And all of this occurred on this day back in 1958 at the Moroccan Grand Prix, where Stirling Moss would go on to win this race, but he was denied by becoming the first British F1 world champ by Mike Hawthorn, who won the title by 1 point. It was back on this day, October 19, back in 1958.
Under the blazing African sun, they begin the most important race of their lives, the Morocco Grand Prix. The next 2 hours will decide the World Driving Championship of 1958. Straight into the lead roars Moss in the number 8 Vanwall. He must win, and he must drive the fastest lap to have any chance of the title. But although Moss shatters the lap record time after time, he knows that somewhere behind him is Mike Hawthorn in the Ferrari. Hawthorn has only to finish second to be world champion. Speeds reach more than 140 miles an hour, and as car after car falls out, Hawthorn jumps into that all-important second place behind Moss. And when the cars streak past the finishing line, it's Moss first and Hawthorn second. It's the end of a great battle and a double triumph for Britain. For the Moroccan Grand Prix of 1958 goes to Stirling Moss. And for the first time ever, the World Motor Racing Championship is won by a Briton, Mike Hawthorn.
So that was on this day back in 1958. Isn't it great, the old newsreels telling the story? The interesting part about that, and so many levels back then in Formula One, Stirling Moss won 4 races that year. Mike Hawthorn won just the one. And he ended up to win the championship, as I said, by a single point. Phil Hill, who was second place in the last lap, slowed down and waved Hawthorn through, so he had enough points to take the championship and become that first ever English Formula One world champion. Stuart Lewis Evans crashed in the race and later died of burns. And there were so many of these drivers, unfortunately, who were crashing and passing away. Luigi Musso was one of them throughout the season, and that really rocked Mike Hawthorn. In fact, Hawthorn immediately announced his retirement from the sport after he won the title. Went on to write a series of books for children featuring a whole heap of fictional characters. And they were first published straight after he won that world title. He was famous for wearing a bow tie when he was racing. He was Le Papillon, the butterfly, to the French. And this is quite a different era. However, this came all unstuck, weirdly enough, for Mike Hawthorn not long after. He was haunted for a long, long time about a disastrous crash at the 1955 24-hour Le Mans. And he then went on to die in a road accident 3 months after retiring. He was allegedly suffering from a terminal illness at the time. And this is how the news report packaged up this one back in the day. The death of Mike Hawthorn 3 months after becoming the first British Formula One world champion.
Mike Hawthorn had only 60 hours to live when he was filmed at the National Sporting Club dinner. They called him the gay cavalier of motor racing. But gaiety ended for Mike Hawthorn. Life ended too. On the Guildford bypass he skidded, bumped a lorry, careered onto the verge, hit a tree. It was all over. At 29, world famous, he met death. Not racing, he'd defeated it there. No, it caught up with him, unawares, on the road. And it was only 60 hours since they honoured him at the National Sporting Club. They all laughed and wisecracked as they presented him with a cocktail cabinet. He, characteristically, invited them all to come round someday and help him to empty it. It was his very gaiety that concealed from many that behind the boyish smile lay the determination without which he could never have been world champion. Mike won the Le Mans 24 hours in 1955. Even at this stage, the gay cavalier had known tragedy. Only the year before, his father was killed driving home from Goodwood. Mike led the Jaguar team at Le Mans. He got away well, but it was the strong Mercedes contingent that made the running. Then something this generation will never forget. Behind him, two cars collided as he pulled into the pits. More than 80 people were killed. He won, and the inquiry said he was not to blame. Nearly 4 years later, his own Jaguar was smashed against a tree. Mike Hawthorn was dead. The world salutes his memory.
There you go. What incredible times. Did you pick that up along the way there too? His father died in a road accident in 1954, and then 5 years later, Mike Hawthorne was dead in exactly the same fashion. Incredible history of Formula One. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Also on this day, Yvonne Goolagong won her first WTA Tour Championship title, beating Chris Evert in the final in Los Angeles, 6-3, 6-4. She was already a multiple winner when it came to Grand Slams at that time. She'd won the French Open and Wimbledon in 1971, and then in 74, of course, won the Australian Open, not to mention 75, 76, 77, and she'd already won the US Open, the first of the four that she would win there. But her first tour final championship win was on this day back in 1974. We're looking back in the world of sports history and finding a lot of gold and a lot of heartache around Formula One, especially. More after this.